Welcome to the Ms. Muxy Show. We have such a special show tonight. It's great. It's 2017. Happy New Year. This is going to be the show of all shows, and we're going to do this multiple times. This evening, what we're going to do is I have my good buddy, Captain Max Steele, who's going to be representing the Galactics and his wisdom that he has as a captain and his contacts. I also have, on the other side, Kent Dunn, who also has his contacts and the White Hats. We're going to get down to business, what's going on. And also, I'm going to be comparing what George has told me, because one of the things I'm finding out is nobody has the whole story. So when you put all three of us together, I think you guys are going to get a really clear picture of what's happening on this planet. So let's start with Captain Max Steele. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate inviting me for the second time. And for the show, the very first show of the new year, I want to express Happy New Year to all of you listeners, Muxy, Tina, and my friend here, Ken Dunn. I welcome you today. I would rather that Ken Dunn talk first.
All right. Well,
let him have it now.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's bring Kent Dunn on. Welcome to the show, and it's your first show for 2017. Let's rock.
All right, let's do it.
Say hi to everybody. You always say hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing out there? I want to say hi to everybody out there in Facebook and out there in Radio Land that's listening to us. And I especially want to give a big shout out to Intel Denar Chronicles Man of the Year, Gary Larrabee, who does all of our intel on his YouTube show. Go get him, Tiger.
He's awesome. And I want to thank him too, because he's been putting out awesome information. So if you guys don't know about Gary Larrabee, his YouTube channel, go check him out, because, and he's funny as heck. When you see him laugh, it's like, what? He's got a great laugh. Anyway, okay, let's get down to business, you guys. Let's rock and roll. Okay, let's start with this. Now, there's something that George taught me, and I only got a piece of it, and there's a lot of talk that the Queen is sick, Queen of England. George said she's on the run. He's looking for her. She's hiding in a cave. She has to go alive. They want her alive, but I didn't know why. So, Kent, why does she have to be alive?
Because Pintar is after her. Pintar is the hunter of the reptilians. He carries a special sword that when he chops the head off, it also kills the energy of the lizards. And she's hiding, all right. She's hiding under another palace.
Right. That's what I was told, too. And she's in some kind of a special metal pod of some kind that's holding her energy frequency so that the Galactics can't find her. Do you know about that?
Yeah, it's called a magnetic room. She thinks she's going to get away from it, but the problem is we already know where she's at.
Okay, and I know, Captain, I'm just going to call you Captain, okay, Captain? What did you get on this? What do you know about the whole lizard hiding thing?
Okay, I guess it's just me, okay. When we talked earlier, and you were talking about that magnetic room and all that, a titanium room, what you suggested it would be. But it's not that. It's a magnetic energy room that she's in. I was able to remote view the exact location. It's somewhere. I forget what the name of that hotel is. It's a hotel in Virginia. Underground has a bunker, and it's quite large. And that's where she's at now. But I do see her at the moment.
Okay, I think we just lost him. or I was lost.
I'm back.
Okay.
Well, let me continue. As soon as I was able to see that just a little while ago, about 3 hours ago, she'd been moved. She's going through the tunnels and she's heading west. And I believe she's, I went to take a nap and I didn't see after that. But I believe that she's arrived at the Denver bunker. But I heard it was destroyed, one part of it. But there is another place where she can hide for a while. But I believe that Pentar will definitely find her very soon. And I hope it's very soon. And I hope that before she dies, you can tell us a few things that we need to know. What do you think about that, Kent?
Well, why don't we go back on this just a little bit, okay?
All right.
Let's talk about the Queen and Prince Philip. Prince Philip died in 2011, okay? The Queen died in 2012. But you know how they make the clones? They make clones of all of them. And it's over there in Buckingham Palace. It's over on the West Wing, and that's where they make all the royal clones. All right. When that body expired, the lizard that was in her jumped into the clone. Same way with Prince Philip. So the only way you're going to destroy them is for Pentar to cut their heads off. That's it. There's no other way to do it.
And this will actually kill the soul, and that's why it's important for Pindar. It's Pindar with a D, Pindar, for him to kill her, because this will now extinguish the soul of these Luciferians, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, from here, let's go to this really fast. I want to jump into the healing energies. You had talked about the healing energies coming in February. Is there any, is this also being combined with not just the galactic energies, but also these computers that we're all sitting on, these biofeedback, because we can enhance whatever energies are coming from the universe. Do you know?
Yeah. What they're going to be giving you is Pleiadian technology, and the government's had it since the 1950s. In fact, if you go to hospitals, big hospitals in big cities, and look down in the basement, they already have these healing machines. The government will not allow them to use them. So they've had this technology since the 1950s. But with the new government coming in, there's a lot of things that are going to be available to the public. And these healing machines are them. They're going to have healing chambers to where if you've lost a hand, if you've lost an arm, a leg, they'll be able to put you in these chambers and grow you back. They will be able to put you back at whatever age you want to be. If you want to be 25 again, they can put you back at 25. They can reheal your body. If you want to be 6 foot tall and 200 pounds, which is the average weight of the 6 foot tall human, they can put you there and you will be that way for the rest of your life.
Okay. Is this also the same computers, the healing computers that Neo Keenan's talking about?
Absolutely. The same technology.
Yeah. Okay. Because, and if you guys are interested in this, they do have information on YouTube. Now let's switch hats for just 1 second. I'm going to go to Captain Max Steele. Max, can you tell me in the Galactics on your ships or wherever, are they also using these computer machines, these healing machines?
We got one a little bit more advanced than that. It doesn't work exactly like that one. It's we put you in a chamber, And now, before you go to the chamber, if you're, let's say, for example, you're missing a leg, okay? And what we do, we put you on a capsule, and then we roll you, and you get rolled in through these machines with lights. And once you go through it, and then you go through another location of that machine, you're automatic, your leg's back on there. And it read your mind, whatever age you want to be, you'll be. And you can start, and not only that, you were never, it depends what kind of entity are you, what type of ET you are from, according to their standards and their ways of living, you will live exactly the timeline that your actual entity is. So if you're like, for example, let's say the Pleiadians, they can live up to 1,000 years, an example. That's how long you will live. But if you keep going back to that machine before the time expires, you can go back again another 1,000 years. That's what's good about ours.
Okay, Kent, I have a question from the chat room. Pindar, he was allegedly on the dark side of things. Has he now aligned with the light? Why is he interested in taking out the queen himself, specifically?
Okay, because they went too far. They went too far. They're not listening to him anymore. They lost their communication over 200 years ago. And this is why Pindar is coming back, and he's coming to take what belongs to him because they're originally his.
Is he going to be taking more like the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, those boogeyman type guys too?
Well, you have to understand the Rockefellers are more draconian. They're not really reptilian.
What's the difference? Maybe Max can help me with that. What's the difference between a reptilian and a draconian?
Well, if you ask me, they're all about the same crap, the same stuff. I guess I would ask Ken that. Ken knows more about that than me.
Okay, Kent, you're on.
All right. Well, you know, the draconians are actually Anunnaki, okay? And the reptilians are just an offshoot of the Anunnaki, but they're actually two different races. So, you know, I mean, you can say, you know, both of them are fruits, but you're trying to compare apples to oranges.
Okay, I have a question. I'm not sure if you can answer this, but I've recently stumbled on that the Dark Cabal has been doing something really crazy. They're turning men into women and women into men and putting them in positions on Hollywood or politics. Why in the world are they doing this?
This is all part of their non-species. They were wanting men to be women and women to be men for crossing. This is the same thing for the Super Warrior program that the government's been doing on people. They're giving women the muscles of men, and they're giving men the weaknesses of women.
Okay. Now, I know in the past you've talked about Paul Ryan being the president of the Republic. Paul Ryan is a loser. He's part of the Dark Cabal. I mean, if you do your research and stuff, why is this guy being linked, sworn in, red carpet, humble bubble stuff, when he's part of the New World Order sect?
Okay. You're going to have to take this back to the Vatican, okay? You have to understand, every government in this world that is a corporation is run by the Vatican, okay? The Pope has the ultimate say in in all the governments and what's going on. And the Pope, when he came in 2015, he fired Obama, Biden, and Bonner. And in their place, he put in Paul Ryan and General Dunford.
Okay, but none of them... Okay, first of all, I mean, I'm just going to play devil's advocate and speak for the people. The Vatican is not in charge of us. So, I mean, why does he think he can? And he's just, you know, migrating these losers off of the plate and instituting new losers who are not, no, none of them are for the people of the planet.
Well, this goes back, all right? Go back to 2014 when the United States Corporation declared bankruptcy. All right. You have to take this all the way back to there to understand, you know, how this is playing out. And this is all a game. This election has been nothing but a game. All right. If you understand how this has been playing out, this is not hard to put together. The Pope was in charge. The Pope is in charge of every corporate government in the world. We have not switched over to a republic government yet. We are still an operating corporate government. That gave the Pope the right to come in and fire the president, the vice president, and the speaker of the house.
Well, then that must mean that we're not voting, that the Pope is selecting, and they are allowing us to think that we voted for these morons. True?
More or less, yes. See, you have to understand, every president other than George Washington has been a relative of the other presidents. They've all been relatives, cousins, uncles, all of them. They've all been related in one way or another. And it all boils down to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
Okay, one other thing. Obama was conditioned since he was a kid. I've even seen videos where people are thinking that he's actually a chick and Big Mike is a dude. And I've heard you mention they call him Nap Daddy, long-legged something something.
The long-legged Mac Daddy.
That's it. And his mom was... And he was raised by a transgender, right? So that whole thing going on. Anyway, he's out. He has no power. Why is he still signing these documents?
Because his handlers, every president has handlers, okay? They're the ones that are pulling the strings. They have pulled the strings on every president ever since Lincoln sold this country out to the bankers over in England to do the Civil War. There's always been handlers to make sure that everything goes for the bankers and the ruling government, which is Great Britain.
Okay, really quick. Now, we got a couple of power people. We got the Rockefellers, Rothschilds. We got the Queen Lizard, and we got the Vatican. How does the hierarchy go? Because some are saying that this one's in charge. No, that one's in charge. How does it really work?
All right. Here's what people don't know. The Anunnaki, the Alpha Draconians that first come here, they're known as the Chimera Group, that came to this planet over 25,000 years ago. They have two sets of government that runs every government in this world. It's under the Congo in Africa, and the other half of the government is under the rainforest in Brazil. They run every government in the world right now.
So who's in charge? The Queen, the Pope? I mean, who's higher than who?
The Pope. The Pope is over every corporate government in the world. When you were given a birth certificate, that birth certificate was used as a bond against your life. When you are baptized and you are given a baptismal, a copy of that is sent down to the Vatican and the Pope owns your soul. That's the way it's been set up ever since the days of baptisms.
Right. Okay. Now we got the children with these birth certificates. Are we going to be able to free them?
Yes, when the corporate government is gone and the republic government comes in, the birth certificates will not be needed anymore as a bond. You have to understand. We're living in our country. We have a $19.9 trillion deficit. Do you know that the United States government, the six major corporations, and the bank own 87% of the stock market? If the government would just cash in their bonds, what they own in the stock market, we could pay this off tomorrow.
Okay, we also have the straw man account that is linked to our bond. Everybody is worth millions, or if not billions, of dollars. So when, okay, and there's other money that, and none of this is going to happen until we get rid of the Washington DC corporation. But we've got money coming in big time. All right, we'll be right back. Hi, welcome back to my show this evening. My special guests are Captain Max Steele and Kent Dunn. And Kent, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have you on that hot seat, because now we're talking the straw man account. We could pay all of our bills. That was supposed to be used as a debt instrument to relieve us of our debt. And some people, I know I've looked mine up, there's quite a bit of money in there. How can we access this, and why do we have to do it before the Republic?
Okay. What you do is you have to go and you have to get the paperwork called a UCC-1. You have to file that paperwork with the court and tell them that you want your straw man, because your name as a human is all in small letters. But as the straw man, your name is in all capital letters. And there's ways of using that. They'll be coming after that straw man. That they'll be coming after a ghost. But if you fill out that UCC-1 and fill it out, and then you get the UT-4, fill that out after you own your straw man, you can send your bills to the IRS stamped, pay. And the IRS will actually pay your bills. I've had two people that I've talked to that have had the government pay their bills from the IRS. And one guy bought him a brand new truck 2 years ago.
Okay. Is there any legal ramification? I mean, are we going to be harassed by the judges? Because I know of a lot of people that have got into trouble trying to do this.
Because they didn't get all the paperwork done the right way. I'm telling you, there's people out there that's done it. I've seen it happen. I seen a old boy come home with a brand new pickup truck, and he signed it over to the IRS with a check, and they paid it.
Okay, so Donald Trump wants to get rid of President-elect Donald Trump wants to get rid of the IRS. Now, if they get rid of the IRS, does that mean we can no longer use our straw man account?
Right, exactly.
So do you think that's why they're getting rid of the IRS, because everybody's waking up to this?
That, and most of the money that we pay into the IRS goes to the Queen of England, yes.
And the Vatican.
Well, the Vatican has his hands in everything. So you know,
right.
He's like a little kid. He's got his hand in every cookie jar that he can find.
Right. Okay. Now, is there also a black pope, white pope, and a gray pope?
There's a black pope. That's the pope of the Jesuits. He is a trained general. And the Jesuits believe that if you're not of them, they have a duty to kill you.
Wow, sounds like a real nice guy. So is there a gray pope?
Well, there have been gray popes in the past, but mostly what we deal with is the white pope and the black pope.
Okay, who is the eye on the dollar bill? And when they keep doing the pyramids hand, who are they giving homage to? Is it Lucifer?
Montauk?
Marduk?
Montauk, Marduk, Lucifer, whatever name you want to give them, it's all the same people.
Okay. And the Black Pope is still alive, right?
Yes, he is. The Black Pope is from Portugal. They broke away from the Catholic Church and started their own brand of Catholic. And he is known as the Black Pope. They are the warrioristic side of the Catholic Church.
How about the Knights of the Templar? Where do they fit in?
They're more along the lines of the Masonics.
So would they be high-ranking Freemasons? Bless you.
Yes, most of them are.
Are there good guys and bad guys? Are they just bad guys? Or what's the upside-down Red Cross for?
Well, you know, I don't want to say, you know, that all the Masons are bad, because they're not. Up until the 33rd degree, you know, they're out there helping a lot of people. Right. Then when they get to become a Shriner, you know, but then whenever you get up to like the 44th degree to the 45th degree, then you start going over and worshiping Lucifer other than worshiping God.
Why is that? Why do they have to make the switch? Why do they think that that's enlightenment? And that is like the higher consciousness. And yet they're killing people, killing the planet, eating kids, and all this other yuckity yuck stuff.
All of this started with the Scottish Masons. They are the ones that went to worshiping Lucifer.
Ooh. Okay, so what is Lucifer then? Is he actually a lizard, Draco, and is he one of the Enlil Inki dudes?
No, Lucifer is actually a fallen angel. He was God's number one man, and he thought he could overtake God, and God cast him down to the planet, and ride along with a third of the angels in heaven. And then they come down, and they were having sex with human women, and that's where your Nephiliums come from.
Okay, but where, and then, because I thought that there was also some connection with the lizard, like when God cast him down, that they actually had like a lizard form. That's where your reptilians come in.
Actually, before the Garden of Eden was made, the Anunnaki were already here. If you understand, Christianity is only 1,300 years old, and the Anunnaki have been here for 25,000 years, and they are able to ship shape, okay? This is not hard to figure out.
Okay, but there are some galactics and some contactees that have been saying that the Anunnaki means the ones that came before, and that there was several different Anunnaki from the Pleiades, the Arcturians, the Syrians, that put their seed and created their own Eden. Then it was later, according to Thoth, that the reptilian Dracos came in and usurped those Edens and took them over for their own and made slaves. Is this true, or can you straighten me out here?
Well, you know, let's do a little bit of history with the Anunnaki here, okay? Nimrod, the king in the Middle East, he was in Iraq, actually. He was an Anunnaki, okay? They were the worshipers of a god called Anu, okay? They didn't want to they didn't want to worship the God of Abraham. So Nimrod wanted Abraham to worship Anu. And, you know, the most high known of the Els, which are, you know, the older race. So,
okay, so Nimrod, who a bummer looks like and might possibly be a clone from Nimrod, is that true?
That's true. They made him, they gave him the characteristics of Nimrod. And actually, Obama is mentioned in the old Hebrew text under the name of Wormwood. And Wormwood in the old Hebrew text means devil's messenger.
Okay, so what is going to happen now with these clone bases? They're coming to an end. I guess there's we have Obama number 4, 5, and 6 to deal with. How are we going to get rid of all these clones? And then, of course, Hillary has her clones as well. So
right.
What's happening with the clones?
Well, the clones will go through the same thing that the Draconians are going to go through. They're going to have their heads chopped off, and it will have to be by guillotine. In Atlanta, we've got 12,400 guillotines waiting to go out. Obama actually ordered them to go into these FEMA camps. This is where the heading is going to take place. As for Hillary, Hillary's already dead. Hillary died back before 9/11. She died back on 9/8. If you remember, whenever she went down, they just pushed her into the car and they took her to Chelsea's place. And then she walked out an hour later, you know, 10 years younger and feeling just fine. Well, here's the problem with that. Hillary's double is then Teresa Barnswell. That is her half-sister. Hillary's half-sister is Angela Merkel. And Hillary's running mate, the reason that she picked Tim Kaine, is because Tim Kaine was Hitler's grandson. Angela Merkel is Hitler's daughter. And that's all stems from the Rothschilds.
Right. Big joke on Germany. Put another Hitler in there. What about these underground bases and the cloning centers in these underground bases?
Well, we're blowing them up. We're blowing them up. They're becoming unusable. As for the main cloning, I'm going to let it go on your show. It's in Hope, Arkansas. That is where the main cloning center, where they clone everything from a governor all the way up to a president.
Where do the oil pipelines fit in? Because we know we don't need them. What are they using these oil pipelines for?
They're using the oil pipelines. They're just trying to start trouble. They don't have to use these pipelines going across native land. Okay. We've got 3.2 billion barrels It would be southwest of Waco, Texas. There's 3.2 billion barrels underneath the ground of oil. We don't even need the oil sands up down through here. We could pump it straight out of there, right down into tanker ships, and that would bring oil down to $9 a barrel. It would stop all the wars that the Bushes, the Clintons, and all of them have started. If we can get that oil out of Texas and we can get it into ships and sell it for between $9 and $10 a barrel, that will shut down all of the Middle East and will stop every war there is.
Okay, what is going to happen to Western medicine? Because anybody in the know knows that it's a total scam. It's a lie. We don't use acids on an alkaline body. They've scammed the reports. They lied about it. People are coming out. CEOs are admitting to all of this. What is going to happen with Western medicine, pharmaceutical drugs?
Western medicine, pharmaceutical drugs will just fall by the wayside once we bring in the healing machines. There will be no need for it.
And how long do you think that will take?
A according to my contacts with the Palladians, they're coming in February.
Okay, please put me on that list. I'm certified to use them. I want one. Okay, let's go to this. Another thing is documentaries. Are documentaries being put together so that the masses that are still asleep, that they'll be able to comprehend what just took place? Is there going to be some assistance programs for that?
If there's assistance programs, we're going to have to set it up ourselves whenever the RVGCR comes through.
Yeah, Neil wants to do that too with the global collateral accounts. What about this? Okay, so here's where I'm confused. We have the American Republic. They have been pushing along. Part of our golden age is to restore the Republic. We see the demise of the USA Corporation. And I think Trump is wrapping it all up and he's going to hand it off to the Republic. And then we'll vote in a real president. Is that really what's going to happen, or do you see something differently?
No, that's what's going to happen. Nocera will come in. Nocera will come in, and after 120 days after Nocera is enacted, we are going to have five candidates that are going to be running for president of the United States. And we will pick a new president, but we already have a new Congress, a new representatives house of these people that have been working with the Congress and the House right now. They have been working side by side. Every time Congress takes a break, the other Congress for the Republic is staying there and they're working behind the scenes.
Right. Okay. And I know a lot of you guys want to know about the RV and stuff. I'm not going to get into that. Go to Gary Larrabee's channel on YouTube. He covers this every day. He's got multiple sources. Go there and check out Gary Larrabee. What I want to know is, you're talking to the Palladians. How many other benevolent ETs are actually assisting with our freedom for the Golden Age?
Okay, you're dealing with the Arcturians, you're dealing with the Andromedans, and you're dealing with some of the, well, a few of the tall whites, but not many. They're mainly happy on the moon, and they only use Earth as a like a refueling station and a food for them to come go back wherever they're going in the universe. Because you have to understand, we've been on Mars. We've had colonies on Mars since the 1960s. There's people that are actually living on Mars that were living on Earth.
Right. What about, do you know who is going to be running for president for the Republic, or is this being kept quiet right now?
This is being kept quiet right now.
Right. Do you think that the military is getting more behind the people and the Republic, that they're pulling out from the Rothschild's army?
That is why Trump is nothing but Dunford's front man. Okay. That is why Trump is putting in all of them generals. Why? Because that's who General Dunford wants in there.
Is it going to come out that Dunford is doing all this, or is it going to be kept quiet?
Well, see, Dunford is behind the scenes. He's signing all the paperwork that needs to be done to bring in the Republic. They're only leaving Paul Ryan in there, and I'm trying to be nice, trust me, because that old boy's as dirty as mud water, okay? They're only leaving him in there for a good front, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't even know he's a good front. All right, we got an issue with chemtrails, poison water, fracking. What is going to be happening as far as cleaning up the planet? And when is Trump going to put his foot down so that these Luciferians stop their activities poisoning us?
Well, the Pleiadians already have ships, and the Andromedans already have ships up there that are taking care of the extreme poisons that are in, that they're letting out right now.
Yeah, but I want them shut down. Stop.
We all want them shut down, but until the corporate government goes out, you know, they've got a public, there's a public law. Okay. Public law. I can't remember it. Anyway, there's a public law that says, they have the right, the United States government can spray the people with, chemicals, and they don't have to tell us about it.
It's HR 2977 is the law.
Yeah, well, it's also a public. It's also a public law too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why are they going after the American Indians?
Because they actually, the American Indians are the ones that made it with the Anunnaki when they first come here. So what they're doing is they're looking at them as part of the problem.
Oh, that's interesting. But some of the Anunnaki has to be good. I just refuse to believe that they're all bad.
No, they're not all bad. In fact, it was released to us that a lot of Anunnaki are coming over and asking the white hats to help them, because if you were born on this planet, you can't leave this planet. And they're afraid if they're not able to leave this planet, that they're going to end up slaves. And you have to understand, they've been in charge all these years. And they don't want to be slaves. But the tides are turning.
Oh, my heart just bleeds for them. Okay, I want to let everybody know, this was part one. Kent Dunn and Captain Max Steele are doing a 2-hour show on Wolf Spirit Radio tomorrow night at the same time. You'll want to check the Wolf Spirit Radio's website to make sure that we get the time right. But Captain Max Steele has a whole bunch more that he's going to be able to add to his show and be able to grill Kent, and they'll share information. Kent, I got 3 minutes left. What do you want to leave the audience with?
If I can leave the audience with one thing, we've got the vibrations coming in. The archangels and God have set this planet to go to 16D. The way we get to that is we become more loving, be more forgiving, smile at people, open a door for somebody. If you see a little kid, just to give you an idea, me and my wife were out shopping, and a little 3-year-old girl was there, and she said, "Mommy," she said, "can I have some candy?" And her mommy said, "Now, you know, we ain't got the money for that." So what I did, I took $2 out of my pocket, and I called the little girl over there, and I said, "Take this and tell Mommy that you want some candy." And the little girl just smiled. I mean, the smile on that little girl's face was just priceless. Priceless. And the woman looked at me. She said, "Thank you, sir." She said, "Our money runs short this month, and I didn't have enough to buy all the groceries that I needed." Now, we live in the United States, the most prosperous country in the world, and we've got people going to bed hungry. No, I can't stand that. I won't put up with that. No.
Well, we have farmland that the government is paying people not to farm. I mean, there is no reason why we're not farming.
Exactly. They've got the programs out there to keep them from doing this, and they're wanting to grow this GMO food, you know, and everything. And the GMO food is what's killing us. It's shutting our body down. When you go to McDonald's and you get a hamburger, do you know that there's plastic mixed into that hamburger? Do you know that when you go to Wendy's that there's horse meat? They've even found human meat inside of those, because the FDA is not covering, you know, doing their inspections on all this meat. This has just been discovered within the last month.
That was McDonald's that just got busted for that human meat.
And there's horse meat inside of Wendy's.
And what's the Burger King is another one.
No, it wasn't Burger King. It was Jack in the Box.
Well, Burger King got popped a couple of months ago because I saw it. I've been waiting for it to come out.
Right. Right.
So, all right, Kent, it's been fun. Thank you, Captain Max Steele. Sorry you didn't feel better. Don't forget, tomorrow night, they have their show again, 2-hour show on Wolf Spirit Radio. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.